Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back for episode 3 of Mary M's Book Pod. How are you guys? So I'm going to jump right in. Before we get started, I have to address something I brought up in episode 2. I'm an honest person, and if I omit something, I'm going to, you know, even if it means admitting that I forgot to mention something in a story, I'm going to come back and I'm going to admit it. All right. So here's the thing. For those of you who didn't hear episode 2, here's just like a quick recap. And for those of you that already heard the story, I'm sorry, but I'll make it quick. So basically, I was talking about whether or not I lend out my books, right? So I told this long story about how I was missing a copy of Room, the book Room, by Emma Donahue, and I was missing it for years. So during this time, I continued to falsely accuse my wife of having something to do with the disappearance of the book, okay? All right, I know, I own it. So it ended up that my friend Shannon had the book for years, but here's the part where I fess up. I failed to share with you all that I didn't remember lending it to her. Okay. All right. I know. So anyway, I talked to Shannon yesterday and she fessed up. So let me ask you guys this. So let me tell you what she said first. First off, she never even read the book. Okay. So let's think about this. For years, I couldn't find the book. I was making false accusations about where the book was. And wait, here's the other part. I know I don't remember lending it out. She doesn't even remember borrowing it. So not only did she not read the book, she didn't remember borrowing it. Now, I know I'm not perfect in this situation, but I don't know. Should I be annoyed now that she never even read the book? All right. Anyway, why I'm here today is I just wanted to share sort of a goofy story with you. I went to Barnes & Noble to buy, like, not a planner. I'm not really good at using a planner. I always have the best intentions of using a planner in my life for, you know, doctor's appointments, work meetings, this and that. But I'm like a liar to myself. But I did this year in the upcoming year in 2021. I wanted to have something to write down, sort of not really my reading goals, but like just a physical copy of what I read each month. So just so I can see for fun what I read and like what format, you know, whether it was something I listened to in audiobook form or something I borrowed from the library, something I read of my collection, you know, just out of curiosity. I just wanted to have an easy way to look at it, you know, right in my hand. Even though I use the Goodreads app, which is it's probably a more efficient way to track what I read. I will still use that in 2021, of course, but I just wanted the physical copy of a journal. And then I figured, you know what, Mary, buy a lined journal, right? And then I would pick up some like cute stencils and then stencil the month on each page. So I, you know, put January, February, March, you know, you guys know the months of the year. And I'd kind of like create my own little journal. So off the bat, let me tell you what happened. So I bought the one I liked. It's like a brown leather. I don't know. It's not real leather. Who am I kidding? It was $9, but very soft to touch fake leather journal. And for $9, I'm like, this is a great deal. So I bring it home. And do you guys know what I'm going to say? Because people who buy books and journals all have this little pet peeve about stickers, right? So they put the price tag on books, journals, you name it, in the bookstore, right? And it's not just the chain stores. It's like everywhere. This pops up everywhere. Whether you buy at your local store, whether you buy online, you receive your books and there's these god-awful price tags on them. But some of them peel right off, so that's like a lovely thing, right? There's nothing more satisfying when you go to peel off the price tag, peel off the sticker that says, you know, you're getting a great deal for such and such amount of money. And when it peels off nicely, it's like heaven. But when you go to peel it off and it starts to rip and you can see the glue, the tacky, sticky glue sticking to the cover of your brand new book, of your brand new pretty little journal that you want to document all your reading in 2021. Well, as you know where the story's going. So I bring my journal home. I go to peel the sticker and it's stuck good. But you know what? I decided, Mary, please, there are bigger problems in the world. Don't freak out over a dumb sticker. So I thought, hey, you know what? I'll cover the sticky, tacky, gluey mess on the right corner of my journal with another sticker. I'll just put a sticker on. It'll look cute, right? So what ended up happening was I put the sticker on and then it just looked like I have a journal with a sticker stuck to the right-hand corner. And then it turned into, let me count. I have it right in front of me. So now I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I have 5 large stickers on my journal and they're all music stickers. So we have Led Zeppelin. We have an AC/DC sticker with Bart Simpson on it. We have an I Love the Beatles sticker, and then there's a Kurt Cobain sticker in the right corner. And in the top corner, the sticker that started it all was an Instant Karma sticker with a drawing of John Lennon. I think it's technically a Yoko Ono sticker. Now, I just realized you guys probably have a bigger question here, and that is, why do I have all these random, you know, rock music stickers lying around to slap all over this cover? Or you know what? You're probably not even thinking that, but since I brought it up, I'm going to tell you anyway. My wife has picked up the guitar again in her life, and she bought this case. And you know, you got to make it look cool. You got to order some like rock stickers to put on the case. So we have an excess amount of music rock stickers laying around. So that's where they came from. But anyway, so you think it would stop there, right? I think the moral of this story already is, how about next year I just buy a planner made for readers, which they make, and I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have these issues. Well, these issues that I'm about to share with you. So I bought the cheap stencil to use, as I mentioned before. So I'm having a great time. I sit down at the table. I have different colored pens and I start stenciling all the months in the book. So it's looking really cute, right? I have 4 different colors. I bought one of those old school Bic pens that have the 4 colors, but this one was like, I don't know. It seemed to be like spring inspired because it had like a light, not pastel, a little darker than pastels, but it had like a purple, had a green, a pink, and a blue. I start off, I do January, I'm having a good time, I have music going, I'm doing my months. I start thinking about how I'm going to break up the book, because then there's plenty of room in the back, so I can do things like, you know, I can make lists of books I want to possibly buy or check out from the library. I can write down book recommendations that I get throughout the year, and then check off ones that I happen to get to. All sorts of things I can do with this book, because it's a nice size. So, okay, so then I finished stenciling all the months, and I got, like, really into it. You know, I would do the sequence of colors. You know, I'd start off with purple. I know this is, like, really interesting stuff, right? So I start off with purple, and then I go to blue, and then we do green, and then finally ending it with pink, and then I'd start the cycle again. So I don't just stop there, though, right? You know, God forbid I stop there. So I thought, you know what? I should really, because if I do this every year, I should put the year next to each month. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to go through and use a stencil for that. Well, also my stencil, the stencils I bought didn't come with numbers. So I thought, I'll just write it. You know, I'll make it look neat and I'll just write it real small next to each month. So I go in, I put the year in, all 12 months, and then I'm all finished. I'm admiring my notebook, I mean my journal, even with the crazy stickers on the front. And I do realize that they're all music stickers on the front. They're not book related, but I don't mind. I love music too. So who cares, right? So then I go back inside the journal. And then guess what? I realize I wrote 2020 next to each month. I don't know if you heard me. I wrote 2020. I didn't write 2021. So here we go. Just like the sticker on the front cover that caused me some issues, I didn't freak out. I had a little laugh to myself about it. And I went on Amazon and I ordered some bookish stickers. So when those come in, I'm going to cover up the incorrect year that I wrote down on each month. And then I'm going to call it a day. And then I'm just going to enjoy my little 2021 book journal as if all these things never happened. Oh, geez. Thanks for listening to that whole thing. But I did also kind of want to talk about with you guys how you set up. I mean, do you make reading goals for yourself each year? You know, whether it be in Goodreads or, you know, a book journal or a planner, whatever the case. I was just curious if you guys do that. I typically don't, but I think this year I want to get a little more involved, or I should say a little more, I just want to be a little more aware of what I'm reading, you know, if I'm buying the books, if I'm reading from my shelves, if I'm borrowing from the library, which I think is a way that I really should be. I should be utilizing the library much more than I do. But you know, it's like so much fun when you go out book shopping, whether it be in person or online. It's a lot of fun to get stuff in the mail. It's like, you know, it's like Christmas when your stuff comes, but you are paying for it. So maybe it's not like Christmas. So this goofy story about my book journal just really got me thinking about reading goals. And I think this year, aside from writing down and tracking what I read, what I'd like to read, recommendations, I also want to keep track of what I spend. And I don't want to be a downer. There's nothing like, you know, talking about the thing you love and being like, oh, I got to cut back on that. That's just a bummer. No one wants to hear that. I'm just really talking about myself because, listen, I enjoy book shopping like the rest of you do. But I just want to be buying stuff that, you know, that I just don't want to buy things to buy things. You know, we all become victims of seeing like a big sale somewhere and just going hog wild. And I, trust me, I will still be going hog wild on sales, but I just want to be more aware. I hope that makes sense. I don't want to be a downer and I don't want to get into your wallets. I only need to worry about my wallet. So guys, that was a short one, little goofy story. And I just wanted to check in and share it with you because I'm curious if this stuff happens to you. All right, I'll wrap it up here. Oh, one quick thing. I just wanted to remind you that if you want to reach out with any comments, suggestions, whatever the case, you want to just say hi, the best place to do that would be over on Instagram. And my Instagram is Mary M's Bookstagram. So again, on Insta, it's Mary M's Bookstagram. And I'll include that in all the descriptions to make your life easier. All right, guys, thanks again. Thanks for making me a little part of your day. It's much appreciated, and I will see you on the next one.